Good day. This is Technologies KS3. This episode is a little bit different because normally I do a daily briefing and there will be one today. But I want to present something to you a little bit different. I am starting a series where I am interviewing people that I feel that are influential in the tech industry. Because it's good that you hear another voice besides myself that is very knowledgeable that from people that I really do respect. And today, it will start that off. This gentleman, I will talk about in the intro. I do an intro and everything for him in this episode. But he is definitely one of my peers. And I have great respect for him. So hopefully you enjoy this episode. And I will see you all on the other side. Technologies KS3, and you know, I got to tell you that one of the great things about being in this industry is the people that you connect with. And because of technology, I got to tell you that I've been able to form a relationship, and actually, he's actually my best friend, and have known him for over 20 years. Oh my goodness, it really has been that long. But we connected initially when we worked for a technology company way back in the day. And Apple is the glue that kind of bonded us together. But we've had so many adventures ever since then. But I wanted to put him onto this briefing and just to give you all a sense of how serious this whole Apple thing is. And I got to tell you, he is what I consider a true technologist. He has been featured most recently in Melanin Tech and as being somebody that is really active here in Atlanta in the tech community. Huge person in the tech community. So this is actually John Exum. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad that you're here. So, you know, I spoke about how Apple has been the one to really bond us together, and we have shared, I'm sure, thousands of conversations about Apple. And, you know, I really want people here to kind of give, a little view on about like what we really do talk about and how us geeks and technologists, how we actually talk to each other. But, you know, Apple is near and dear to my heart and your heart as well. And you have a lot of Apple products from your house is like a museum. It's amazing all the stuff that you have. But you, when it comes to Apple, because I speak a lot about Apple a lot on the daily briefing because they're in the news a whole lot. And there are a lot of people who love them. There are a lot of people who hate them. In your honest opinion, how do you feel about Apple?
Personally, I feel that Apple is a wonderful company. As you alluded to earlier, I am an Apple fanboy. I've been a fanboy for 20 plus years. I own a lot of Apple products. And one of the things I have to say about Apple that I do enjoy the most is the ease of use of their products. And, you know, for some people, they say that that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, especially for folks in the development space, especially for older folks who are getting into technology. Apple is a great tool to use. And, you know, from the phones to the iPads to the computers, the key glue that makes Apple successful is all the products work together. There's a synergy with all the products. And I think that's what makes them great. Whereas with other companies, you know, a lot of companies try, but that's not really the case. So that's one of the things that I think makes Apple, in my opinion, superior to other companies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I promote to the average consumers Apple products. And for people that have been in technology for a while, I still recommend Apple products. And you know, I know that Apple isn't really, you know, a perfect company. I mean, it definitely has its flaws. And, you know, and hey, I want you to be as honest as possible on this too, is that, you know, you talked about, you know, some of the great things about it, but what do you see as some of their failings?
So some of their failings, or I could, you know, phrase it as areas of opportunity, is I think Apple's is in a place where, especially with a lot of their products, they're too close in price point. And I think that causes some confusion for consumers when, you know, they've made the decision to go for an Apple product, whether it be a tablet or a laptop or a phone. And when they're looking at the prices, everything is sort of all in the same price bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens is that it gives people the... It sort of confuses them in a sense, whereas they're like, okay, well, do I get a phone? Do I get a tablet? Do I get a laptop? Well, why are they all close in price?
Mm-hmm.
And folks who may have had a idea of what they want may go to a store like Best Buy and sit there and say, well, you know, this phone is $1,100. This tablet is $1,100. This laptop is $1,100. I'm confused.
Right.
What do I buy? And so that's an area that I think Apple could improve upon. And other things that I feel that Apple could do better is opening locations in minority communities.
Yes.
I feel that one of the things that they can lead and that they can be the forefront on is, especially folks in the Black community, we have to travel to the Buckheads, to the Alpharettas, to the Gwinnett's just to get Apple product. We have to go to the major quote-unquote hubs. But if you go to Decatur, or if you go to South Atlanta, or you can say South Fulton, there are no Apple stores there. There are no technology stores there, period. And there's a ton of land in these locations. And I'm like, you could probably get the land pretty cheap. Why don't you put a store in those communities where the people don't have to travel all across 20 or all across 285 or across or going up 400 or up 85 or down 95 to get to a store. You know, there's plenty of real estate. Put a store there.
Right. I agree with that 110-200%. And even though on this on my podcast I don't get too political, but this is an issue. This goes beyond politics, and it's something that's madly frustrating to me. And we both live in minority areas, and you have, and even with where you are, it's still a trek to get to a Apple store. And the fact is that when Apple promotes, you know, this concept of today at Apple, and they have this town square type concept in all the stores that they're not only have had the stores there, but they're refitting them and refurbishing them to this new model. They can spend the money on redoing the stores, but they can't put a new one in minority areas.
Correct. Where
Black folks spend money on Apple products. Let's get that out of the way. It's not like that we don't have the money. We do. We spend.
Definitely.
Just because part of it is the look and the cachet of having Apple products. But to not have one where you can have the stores that are promoting education so that they're closer to who you want to educate, which are the youth. If the youth can't get there, then what's being caused or what's happening is that now you have a greater digital divide where it's not all about just having access, but we all know, and I know that you particularly, what you've been doing and what you've been posting on your Instagram, Johnny Zoom, at Johnny Zoom on Instagram, that programming is essential.
Correct. And
so how can we promote programming if you have an Apple and even a Microsoft that for whatever reason, will not come into minority areas. I mean, I just think that is just, it's just sad. I mean, so what do you think? Because no matter what, we both may complain about things, but one of the things that I've appreciated about our friendship is that we've always talked about solutions. And not just talk about them, we're working towards them. So if you can tell everybody, what are you actively doing right now in order to promote technology to minorities?
Yes, so I am with a group called Technologists of Color. You can read all about us at techsofcolor.org, and that is spelled TECHOFCOLOR.org. And what we do, we have a couple of events that we do, which have been doing very well. We have an event called Coding While Black. So for anyone interested in technology, or if you are a newbie in technology, we meet up at HQ Auburn every Thursday. Well, I would say most Thursdays, from 6 to 9. And we talk about projects. We connect people who are veterans with newbies, and we work on our projects. We even give advice. We have people who come in and have questions as to, how do I maneuver in my company? I'm a junior developer. How do I move up? And so we do that basically 3 Thursdays out of the month. We have one coming up this Thursday, so definitely feel free to go to techsofcolor.org and register for that. It's free. We also do other events. We actually have an event called Open Spaces. That'll actually be next Wednesday, January 30th. And basically, that's an event where the people bring topics, we vote on the topics, and then we have a live discussion on the topics. Other things that we're doing as well is we're working on a project called Code Your World, which is geared to middle school and high school students, which will probably kick off between the March and April timeframe. And we will be doing sort of training on programming using, you know, different programming languages. And there's more information on that at our website, techsofcolor.org. And there'll be future details as to when and where we will be doing the Code Your World events. So again, your Code Your World is kind of geared to your middle school / high school students. And the Coding While Black is for folks who are interested in technology, or are new to technology, or are veterans in technology. We all come together, we all help each other, and we push the movement forward.
Good.
Yeah, and that's what it's really all about, really being able to push forward. You know, some people don't like the word progressive because they think it's all bad, but progressive means just simple progress, and particularly in the Black community, we need as much progress as possible.
Exactly.
If we, as a vehicle, we can definitely accomplish it. And for people like you that are in this industry, and not a newbie but a veteran in this industry, it's an honor to you know, forge a friendship, a lifelong friendship with you, and hopefully we can go ahead and continue to have a positive impact and empower our community so that we can be greater than ourselves.
Exactly. And one thing I want to add to it, you know, for some reason, a lot of African Americans shy away from technology. And I can tell you, being in technology, technology can help, you know, change the trajectory of a generation. Especially, you know, the one thing I tell people when talking to them about technology is the internet is not racist. The internet doesn't, you know, say, oh, because you're Black, I'm not going to give you any information. You're free. Mm-hmm. You're free to Google search. You're free you know, to learn anything you want to learn. You can practice. There are IDEs. There's so many tools available online that if you dedicate some time to it, you can learn it. And the thing is, when you learn it, you can get paid very well. Especially right now, there's a major movement with a lot of companies who have been put on notice about the disparity of minorities in their organizations. So I had posted an article on LinkedIn. If you follow me on my LinkedIn page, there's an article that talks about some data that's been pulled where in terms for African Americans, right now is the best time to get hired for tech jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question is, why are we not taking advantage of it? Especially if companies are put on notice that they're not hiring and they're trying to quickly save face and they want to hire minorities, go out there, learn the material, apply for a job. Like, don't shy away from a job that says you need 3 years experience. Build a portfolio. The key thing is, as long as you can prove that you can do the work, you'll get hired. As simple as that.
That's good. Yeah, and it really is as simple as that. And but so we're at the end, and you know, I want to thank you for you taking the time out of your busy schedule for being on here. Hopefully, we can do this again. Perhaps even create a series of
excellent. Would love that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, any final words?
My final words, you know, and this is sort of cliche. I'm a silly from Nike. But my final words is just do it. You know, if you want to get into it, if you want to get into technology, just do it.
Good.
Simple as that.
That's great advice. Yep. It's just that simple. All right, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you are somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.